Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I understand sort of what Cam's trying to say there in the sense that they have had a bit of a charm schedule, but they did have that win over Buffalo. It's not like that didn't happen. They have a soft schedule, but that schedule is what it is. Who's playing the best right now? Who's a top five, like, all time? That's not Drake May, obviously, but if you talk about the numbers that are getting put up right now, doesn't matter who it's against, I don't think. It is the NFL, after all, right? And that's a completion percentage on deep throws that I don't care if you play the Tennessee Titans all 17 games of the season. Those kind of numbers are remarkable for a quarterback with that little experience and who earlier this year didn't look like he was really capable of doing those type of things and making those kind of throws consistently. He's been doing it all year. And the last month, he's been kicking it into hyperdrive.
That's when I kind of felt bamboozled.
Don't feel bamboozled. Don't worry about that. If we're going by QB rating, Drake May is second behind Lamar Jackson, who has not played in 3 weeks. Drake May and Jared Goff are tied. It's 116.4 passer rating. As far as QB rating is concerned, Drake May trails only Mahomes, Indiana Jones, and Dak Prescott in terms of QB rating at 76.8. And then Lamar's below him, and below May is guys like Darnold and Love and Hurts and Goff and Stafford and Mayfield and Herbert and Allen and Nix and Dart and Rattler and Jones and Stroud and Rodgers and Williams and everybody else. They're all beneath him. Touchdowns. Drake May is eighth. He has 12 of them, which ties him for eighth with Sam Darnold. He's one behind Herbert and one behind Baker. He has thrown only two interceptions, which there are not a lot of guys that have. Jalen Hurts only has one. Matthew Stafford has two. Baker has two. Mahomes has two. Drake May is tied for second, basically. And if you look at Drake May and what he's on pace for at this point, it is a preposterous 75.2% completion percentage. Preposterous. His projected numbers this year are 4,235 yards passing, 29 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, with a QB rating of 116 and a completion percentage of 75.2. His last 5 games, that completion percentage is 78.4.
Ooh!
So I just, respectfully, Cam Newton, like, if that's not top five, then what, you know, what does he have to do? He can only play the games that he can play. He can only play the opponents that are put in front of him. That's all anybody in the league can do. And last year, you had a combination of him, Jacoby Brissett, putting together the type of offense that, you know, you couldn't wait for that season to be over. The years before that with Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi, they weren't exactly going up against the strongest schedules. last year they didn't have a very strong schedule, and they sucked. And Drake May, I mean, you know, he didn't suck, but he definitely wasn't anything special. This year, he's special. And strength of schedule is something that's going to come up a lot this year. Just get ready for it. I mean, it's already happening.
Perception is reality.
And I do think that there is some truth to it, all right? You know, I mean, this is one of the softest schedules in 50 years. Maybe the softest schedule in the last 50 years. And that's not, you know, I mean, or 40 years, whatever it is. But I don't think that is something that you can just hand wave away what May's doing. If May was putting together some good starts and, like, slowly getting better and slowly evolving as a quarterback against these bad teams, then maybe you could question whether or not this evolution was real. But he's not. That's not what's happening here. He's taking a quantum leap from iffy, raw, young, inexperienced, kind of, I don't know what the deal is with this guy kind of quarterback, to Steve Young, basically. I mean, like, what he's doing now is off the charts. So, I don't know. Maybe Cam Newton didn't like May doing the Superman thing. Maybe he's like, hey, that's my celebration. You can't do that. So I'm not going to call you a top five QB. Or I'm going to get on Damian Woody's case for calling you a top five QB. I don't know how you could not call him a top five QB right now. I don't know how you could argue against it. If your only argument is strength of schedule, well, that doesn't really have anything to do with Drake May. That has to do with the way the NFL makes the schedule. And also, it has to do with the talent and the ability of these other teams. And also, one more thing. You were one of those teams last year. You were one of those teams that quarterbacks could bulk up their stats on, right? I mean, that's what you were. Like, you've been that for a couple years now. You've been a pushover team.
The get-right team.
Yeah, like, you were the cure for what's been ailing these other teams out there. They'd come to Foxborough, and they knew they were getting a win. They'd come here, they knew they were getting a win. Now teams come to Foxborough, you know what they're getting? Drake May. They're getting Drake May right in their face. Drake May dropping dimes all over the field with no real, you know. We'll see what it looks like against real defenses, and I do think that there is something to be said about that. You have not gone against very, very tough defenses, and I still think that shouldn't take away from how special May has been. Whether you're doing it against a good or a bad defense, doing that against any NFL defense, let alone four different ones, including the Buffalo Bills, who don't have a great defense this year, but still, I mean, that's, you know, that's McDermott. Like, that's, there's some chops there. And none of them have really challenged May all that much, you know? Like, he's dominating them. He's dominating these defenses. Now, do I think he's going to dominate Cleveland in that way? I think that's ambitious. Even Chris Scheim, I would think, on Sunday is going to be like, he's not going to dominate like he's been dominating, but hopefully he can go out there and not get hurt or whatever. And that's another thing. Kid's got to stay a little bit more alert than he's been when it comes to hitting the deck and all that sort of stuff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Don't you think it's also going to be a tough test for Will Campbell, too? Like,
sure.
It's been greatly quiet on Campbell because he's done his job, but this is definitely his toughest task, having to block Myles Garrett.
Yeah, and we'll see. I mean, Garrett, they may move Garrett around. They may want him against Moses. They may want him in the middle. I mean, they may do all sorts of different things. And with Mason Graham there to take up some attention, that's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to account for all those guys. Cleveland's defense is legit. They have some unblockable players up front. May is going to have to move. He's going to have to make reads quickly. He is going to have to understand where the pressure's coming from, read the blitzes, not get confused. And I believe he can do it because for the last month, he's been doing exactly that. For more than a month, he's been doing exactly that. And eventually it stops being a coincidence. Eventually it stops being like a fluke. And even if it's against teams that aren't really great, and listen, Cleveland's no great team. They have a good defense, but they're not a good team. You get opportunities, you know, if the Pats defense can turn them over, if they can contain Judkins and, you know, play the field position game, and May has, you know, it gets set up in good field position, that absolutely can play a major role in it. And that's when you start to see more of that alignment, more of that symbiosis. Symbiosis, is that it? Or symbiotic, whatever it is. Synergy, maybe, is more what I'm looking for. When the defense helps the offense, and the O-line helps the quarterback, and the quarterback helps the receivers, and the running back, you know, like when that all sort of is working together. And it's a beautiful thing when it does. We saw 20-plus years of it. It is a beautiful, beautiful thing. But one thing that you need is your quarterback to be out there performing. And so far, Drake May, over the last month, 5 weeks, has been off the chain. I mean, he's just been so good. And I'm surprised to hear Cam Newton sort of downplay it like that. And I said this once in a crossover with Fitzy and Hart, but I think it's a shame that that 1 year of, and it wasn't even a year, it was really just one offseason, of mentorship that Mac Jones had with Cam Newton, it's a shame that it was wasted on Mac and not, you know, someone like Drake May. Now, as I say that, I'm well aware of the fact that I'm not sure exactly what kind of mentor or, you know, Cam Newton even is. Because I've seen some clips of him at football camps arguing with teenagers.
McLennan.
There was also that clip of like him getting jumped at one of these football camps by like four guys. And he proceeded to just beat the hell out of all four of them. One of them was wearing a backpack. It's like, buddy, if you're going to try and jump Cam Newton, maybe ditch the backpack. Like, what do you think? What do you think that's going to do? You think that's going to help you? Newton shrugged them all off like they were... like they were like cornerbacks trying to come in and sack him. It's even all this time later. He had one of those weird hats on when they tried to jump him, and his hat didn't even move. He was like, ah, 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 like Jason Statham. He just fights them all off, and his hat, he just like adjusts his hat and walks away. It was tremendous. So listen, I'm not sure if Cam was a great mentor to Mac Jones. I don't know if he was or not, but I do think that someone like Drake May grew up in North Carolina, was big, looked up to Cam Newton, plays like Cam Newton, has a similar playing style, body type, running ability, all that stuff that Mac Jones just didn't have. And I wonder if maybe instead of, you know, Jacoby Brissett, if that first year of Drake May, he was in there with Cam Newton instead. I wonder if things may have gone a little bit differently. I wonder if maybe he would have gotten off to a better start, or if there would have been, you know, just a little bit more. And I say this now knowing that he's clearly arrived and is taking off and spreading his wings here. Cam Newton or no Cam Newton. But it is something that I think about once in a while.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.